Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
I'm speaking with Roland Trujillo, the host of Shedding Shackles. Roland, I know you have an interest in science. I heard you're writing a book about physics. Can you talk about your book and give us a hint about what's in it?
Sure. The book is about physics, and all of creation is a love story. A God who loves to create, and a God who makes people who can love him and appreciate him and know him. He made children. He loves to create things, and then he loves for people to be able to enjoy the things that he created, and more than that, to know him and to love him. So that's what the book is going to be about.
Interesting. Thanks, Roland.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Find Spiritual Maturity. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I do have an interest in physics, and the book is going to be something very simple, and I think it'll be of help to people because it's going to be a little bit outside the box. Because it's outside the box where you're going to discover the real physics. For example, Einstein thought outside the box. He used the math and the science that had gone before him, but he built upon them, and took everything in a new direction. Another example would be in the world of IC, in the world of electrical energy. Someone who thought outside the box was Ralph Morrison. Ralph Morrison is famous for his aphorism, "Buildings have walls and halls. People travel in halls, not walls. Circuits have traces and spaces. Energy and signals travel in the spaces, not the traces." So Ralph Morrison saw, he was a man of vision. He saw that it's all about the fields. And he saw that the traces contain the field. The fields are contained by the traces, but the actual energy is in the fields that moves between the traces. It's just beautiful. And so IC is all about containing fields. And so when it comes to physics, the universe was created when God sent a field into the void. In the Bible, it says so beautifully that in the beginning was a void. And God sent a field forth. And this field began a spherical universe. And the lines of force crisscrossing each other. It created space when matter appeared. The lines of force have curvature and precession. And the more you curve a line, the more you have, eventually you have it curving round and round and round itself. And you have little spheres, little nanoparticles. And then when they come into existence, you have time. And where these new substances, these new little nanoparticles, where they are and where they come together and where they form larger objects, you have local gravity. You have curvature and local gravity. So there's a universal gravity of the whole spherical universe consisting of these lines of force moving very, very fast in all directions and creating a background within which space and matter come into existence and where you have local gravity. And when these little particles come into existence, you have matter. And when you have matter, you have a relationship between space-time and matter, and of course, that's also time. Matter tells the field how to curve, and the field tells matter how to move. And then into this universe, then God also then created light.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
So those are some of the little things you might find in the book. But even more than that, all of creation is a love story. A God who loves to create, and a God who makes people who can love him and appreciate him and know him. He made children. He loves to create things, and then he loves for people to be able to enjoy the things that he created, and more than that, to know him and to love him. So that's what the book is going to be about and is about. But when it's going to be ready, I don't know. It's a work in progress. It's taking me a lot of time. And what really takes a lot of time is to hone it down to some essentials and presenting the essentials in such a way that people can understand the essentials so that you won't need a degree in physics or you won't have to be an electrical engineer. You can think outside the box by seeing things as the book describes them.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, giving you the spiritual tools to navigate tomorrow with poise and confidence. Discover more by visiting SheddingShackles.com.
And then he made light. Now, did he make light right away? It's possible that he did, that in some kind of a white hot singularity, he, with a field flowing out of it, he put light. It may be that. And it may also be that he created the tiny nanoparticles and they came together and matter was formed. And then bigger and bigger objects, and then they clumped together and formed stars. And the pressure from this field on this big clump of substance created such tremendous heat that you had a thermonuclear explosion, and then you had light emanating from a star and a whole assembly line of stars, and pretty soon there were stars everywhere and light everywhere. Now, that's possible. I don't know. The point is that all of these things were made. Now, in order to see light, there has to be an eye. There has to be a receptor that can recognize light. And so God created creatures with eyes and creatures that would respond to the light. All right? So obviously material things sort of respond to the light. If you shine light upon something, it gets warm. But even more marvelous yet are plants. Plants respond to the light. Not only does a plant receive light, but it grows in the light. And it makes fruit and flowers. And it makes them from the light. It takes light and, you know, gets a little bit of water and minerals from the ground, puts them all together, and you have more substance, beautiful flowers and wonderful fruit. So a plant is dependent on the light. It needs the light. It looks for the light. It searches. You put a plant, move it into a corner, and pretty soon its branches will start twisting toward the light, toward the window. so that they can receive light. They search for the light, okay? All right. Now, the creator of this light is God, and he has a lot of love, and he wants to share that love with others. Unfortunately, rocks and even trees, as beautiful as trees are and as beautiful as rose bushes are, somehow they don't know that God is there, and they don't sense his love. So he made human beings. Human beings can sense love. In fact, human beings need love and grow in love and prosper in love, don't they?
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener, so be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
This is Jeremiah Trujillo, the producer of Shedding Shackles. You can listen to past programs on our website, sheddingshackles.com, sheddingshackles.net, or sheddingshackles.us. Simply go to the homepage and then click on Listen.
Now, I want you to also understand this, that God's love is love. The most wonderful thing is love directly from him. And for the person who seeks for God and searches for truth and searches for something good and pure and innocent, for that searching person, and they find God, they find a rapport with him, then they experience his love, his spiritual agape love. They experience it. It's so beautiful. But all human beings, in fact, all of nature, God's love is also his providence. He provides for plants. He provides for animals. He provides for people. And so he provides all of these things. He gives food and water and sunshine. And he gives us parents. And he gives us, through people, he makes sure that things come along, such as games, puzzles, see, math, things to have fun with, to delight over. And he also gives us puppy dogs and cats. See, so we have pets, for the children have pets. He provides all of these things. And then marriage, and then children. And for those people who love truth, he provides wisdom and insights. He gives us understandings and realizations. So he's always providing for us. And of course, the most wonderful thing is his very love, which we can experience. But not everyone, but some, can experience his love directly. All right, so there's God. So he filled the universe with light. And then he also gives spiritual light so that we can understand and realize and intuit and have an aha moment, a eureka moment, and have wisdom. And so the receptor of God's love and God's spiritual light, the receptor is the human being. All right, so the soul, the human is a light created being that needs light and needs this mysterious love, which God emanates and which also we experience by way of his providence. So he provides. Didn't Christ say in the Sermon on the Mount that he said there's not even one sparrow that falls from the tree that the Father doesn't know? And he says God provides for the plants and the animals. And he said if he provides for them, how much more will he provide for you?
Are you looking for something to help with stress? Is stress interfering with your prayer life? Are you interested in making a fresh start? You've come to the right place. Why not try Roland's free meditation? Give it a try today at sheddingshackles.com.
How is it that a human being created by God and sustained by him in this universe, everything made by him and everything that you see around you, made by him, sustained by him, how can a human being become separated so that the human being, the mind is so separated, it doesn't even know that God exists. And somehow the soul is so separated from God that it doesn't even experience his love. Well, how can this happen? Well, I guess it's a long story, but fortunately, it can have a happy ending. Ever so often on the internet or on television or on the radio, you hear the story of a parent and child, maybe a father and a son or father and daughter, and they are separated. And the child yearns and searches for the father. There are stories of kids who grow up, they become adults, and they search the whole world over to find their father. And when there is a reunion, it makes you cry every single time you cry. Tears flow down your cheeks because it's so sweet. Okay. And once in a while on YouTube or maybe on television, you see where I don't want to start crying on the radio here, but you see where a father has been away, maybe in a war. He's been overseas, far away, and somehow he gets leave and he makes a surprise visit home, and he arrives unexpectedly, and his daughter is there. Maybe she's playing basketball or something, and dad arrives at the gym, and there he is with his uniform on, and it's so sweet, you can't hardly even bear how sweet it is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is that sort of thing that God has created. The separation of the human from the Creator. It started in the Garden of Eden, and you know the story. It has a purpose, because of that separation, well, what happened was God made a possibility of a choice, and that was freedom. So he created freedom. See, his goal is to make love. He makes love. And so for this love to come into existence, there has to be a choice factor. So God created the choice factor. And then the human race fell away from God. And now we are born, but we didn't make the choice. See, Adam made the choice. He made the wrong choice. But you're born, you haven't used up your choice yet. You're born into this fallen world, separated from God, see, with all kinds of terrible people around and terrible things happening and misguided people and parents that are decent, but somehow they haven't yet found a connection with the Creator and so on and so forth. So you're born kind of like that, like separated from God, but you can search. So then search. You search for truth. You search for love. You search for sweetness, for goodness, for innocence. You yearn for it. And that's about the only love that we can know is we humans is to yearn for the Father we've never known. Yearn for the truth. yearn for something good. You don't even know what you're yearning for, but you yearn for something good deep in your heart. All right. So then God can respond to that yearning. And there you see the reunion of the human being with the Creator. It's so beautiful. There's no other word to use to describe it. It's just so beautiful. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's a love story, the greatest love story of all time. And who made the love? Who was the author of the love story, and that has a happy ending? It's God. He's the one. All right? All right. So, born into this fallen world with all of these pre-existing temptations around you and distractions and injustices and lies and lack of love and so on, that's the environment you're born into. So one of the secrets to refinding God is to, with His help, to learn not to respond to all of these other things, to learn not to be shocked by them, destroyed by them, see, beaten down by them. You want to be able to encounter them and see them for what they are, but not succumb to them, not be destroyed by them, you see? And so you need a little extra help, and that little extra help is learning how to have a little bit of mental distance.
With perfect patience, the love of God can come through you. The Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. When you have no will of your own other than to do God's will, when you have no goals, when you stand ready at every moment to do what is right, speak the truth boldly without fear of the consequences, then you become a vessel through which the love of God will come. Others, especially your family, when they see that in you, will respect you more highly. Christ said, "Let your left hand not know what your right hand is doing." When you give, don't expect anything in return. You speak the truth, do your duty, and don't expect anything, then God can operate through you. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
And so you need a little extra help, and that little extra help is learning how to have a little bit of mental distance. So you have to learn to overcome these traumas of the past. It can easily be done in the present. Now is when you overcome them. See, the past is the past. It's gone, but the past lives on through your reactions, your emotions, especially resentment. Now, just watch them. Watch the memories. Watch the emotions rise. Stand back. You are not your memories. In fact, you're not even your body. You're a soul in a body. So just watch. Watch everything. All right. And search for your Creator and appreciate truth when you hear it or when you see it. Appreciate it, and you're on your way. See, the problem is when you were a kid, you were just a kid, and people were mean and cruel, and they lied to you, and they deceived you, and they failed you. And a lot of times they did the best they could, parents did the best they could, but somehow they hadn't found a connection with God, so they weren't able to show you that. They talked about it, they did what they could, but you have to find that connection with God. So don't resent your parents. They didn't have it. They couldn't give you what they didn't have. I'll never forget, there was one lady that listened to the program, and I actually met with the lady, a very nice lady. And she had a husband, and she said, "I resent my husband." And I said, "Well, is he a nice guy?" "Yeah." "Is he a good provider?" "Yeah." "Does he do anything bad, like, you know, gamble or chase women or something?" "No, he's a very nice man. He's a good man." Then I said, "Why do you resent him?" She said, "Well, there's something that he doesn't have that I need." I said, the reason he doesn't have it for you is because he's never found it himself. He can't give you what he doesn't have. And she, that was an insight for her. It was a eureka moment. She suddenly realized that he hadn't found it himself. So there's no use resenting him. See the good in him. See the honor in him. See the loyalty in him. The kindness in him, and appreciate that. And keep searching for your Heavenly Father. And when you don't resent your husband and your dad, and you don't resent other people, then you will then find God. All right. So a little bit of mental stand back from the things. All right. So when you were a kid, there was a guy, I don't know, I'm just going to make something up. At school, there was a guy who was really tall and had a loud voice, and he always put you down and made fun of you. All right, so you hated him. And now you go out in the world, and all of a sudden, here's a guy that's real tall and he has a loud voice. You find yourself resenting him and disliking him. Why? Because he reminds you of the guy when you were a kid that you hated. You see what I mean? But now see that this guy is not the same guy as the one before. So just see him. Notice that you're reacting. Notice it. Watch it until it passes. Then all of a sudden, you see the guy there, and he's just a guy. You see what I mean? So you have to learn to overcome these traumas of the past. It can easily be done in the present. Now is when you overcome them. See, the past is the past. It's gone. But the past lives on through your reactions, your emotions, especially resentment. Now, just watch them. Watch the memories. Watch the emotions rise. Stand back. Your soul, see, your soul is not them. You are not your memories. You are, in fact, you're not even your body. You're a soul in a body. So just watch. Watch everything. All right. And search for your Creator and appreciate truth when you hear it or when you see it. Appreciate it. And you're on your way. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.